Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and this is an astrological update for May 2016. And it's a beautiful day here in North Carolina. I feel like I'm living in a rainforest. It's been raining and raining and raining, and everything is just incredibly green and lush, and very much reminding me of this energy of Taurus that we've entered. The Sun is in Taurus, Venus is in Taurus, Mercury is in Taurus, and on May 6th we have a Taurus new moon. So I'd like to just talk to you a little bit about the energies of Taurus. First of all, Taurus is an earth sign. And we're coming out of April, which was this very fiery energy, and into this beautiful, earthy, Taurian archetype. Now, on May 5th, we have the astrological Beltane, which is the cross quarter, which is when the archetype of Taurus is right in the middle. At 15 degrees, there's 30 degrees in a sign. So it's right in the middle, and it's sort of the cross quarter between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. So it's right in the middle of that time. And Beltane is celebrated throughout the world, usually on May 1st, but it actually, this year, is on May 5th, astrologically. It celebrates fertility, abundance, pleasure, celebration, savoring life. We think of the maypole dance and flowers and sensuality and just reveling in the beauty of this time of year where everything is fragrant and flowering and blossoming and blooming abundantly in many places. So Taurus is an earth sign, and it is a fixed sign, meaning it is right in the middle of the season. We are not moving into spring, and we are not moving out of spring and into summer. We're not activating a new season, and we're not shifting. We're right in the middle of spring. And so the energy is solid, fixed. And Taurus is really all about self-awareness, and self-awareness through pleasure. Self-awareness through beauty, through intimacy, through being grateful. You know, we experience abundance through our ability to feel grateful. Our ability to receive, when we are healthy, in a healthy place with receiving, we are feeling gratitude. Taurus is all about fertility and savoring and enjoying and embodying our life force, bringing spirit into the world to savor and enjoy. It's a very creative energy, and grounded and solid and persevering. So this month we've got Venus, the goddess energies, the feminine energies in Taurus. And in fact, Venus is, as we speak, with the Sun, within 10 degrees of the Sun. So Venus is in sort of an underworld aspect of her incarnation, meaning we can't see Venus. Venus is not a morning star, and Venus hasn't risen up as an evening star yet. She won't until July. So we can't really see Venus because the Sun, she's so close to the Sun, the Sun's rays are blazing Venus, and she's in actually going through a deep transformation. And as above, so below. So we are as well. And so I would just really encourage you to ask yourself the question, how can I become more healthy in my ability to receive abundance? In my ability to experience gratitude, even in the midst of all of this chaos and change and shifting energies. And well, we'll talk about a little bit later about the five planets in retrograde and other aspects of, the archetypal energies of our times that are being activated now. But in the midst of all of that, can you slow down? and take in the beauty of what is all around you. No matter what is going on in your life, to take a few moments to meditate or to sing or to dance, these are all very Taurian activities, and to receive the influx of grace and beauty, and to remember that we are all capable of experiencing the pleasure of being alive, even in the midst of challenging circumstances that some of you may be in, some of you may not be in. And also just to ask yourself, what is it that I might need to shift in myself so that I do take time, you know, this month to slow down and smell the flowers, so to speak, and to take stock of the blessings, the many blessings in my life. And what do I need to shift in myself so that I can embody my own beauty and let it shine? And to feel that, you know, that joy of being in a body, even if my body hurts right now. Where are the places that I can experience a sense of joyfulness? Because I am alive now. So this is a time, because Venus is in the underworld, of really looking at how good am I at being a healthy receiver? How good am I at, you know, seeing the glass half full, so to speak, and how can I be in that place, you know, more often, and release the stories that I have that keep me tied up in lack or focused on the pain and the suffering rather than the places of beauty that life keeps trying to bring in. So, also wanted to remind you, so there are five planets in retrograde this month. Mars went into retrograde in April 17th, and will stay there until June 29th. Mercury went into retrograde April 28th, and will stay there until May 22nd, and is in the sign of Taurus. I would like to talk, like last month, I talked quite a bit about retrograde planets and what they mean, kind of focusing on Mars retrograde, because it's important, because it only happens every 2 years, and it's very noticeable. So I would like to just invite you, if you need review of that, to listen to the audio I sent you for April. And if you don't have it, you can go to my website, laurenjubilier.com. Go to the menu and then click on audios and it will be right there. I want to talk a little bit about Mercury retrograde, because Mercury's in retrograde most of this month, May, in the sign of Taurus. And something quite remarkable is going to happen on May 9th, which is that Mercury is going to cross the face of the sun visibly, which happened 10 years ago. It doesn't happen very often, but it happened 10 years ago. And on the East Coast, you can see this. Well, actually, you can see it all over the United States, but the time is from 7 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast to about 2:40 East Coast time. So that means when you're waking up on the West Coast, it'll already be happening. You cannot see this with the naked eye, but you can see it with a telescope, and you can go online. You can go to Sky and Telescope, and they're probably going to have a viewing there, or at least tell you how, if you have a telescope, you can, the best ways to view this. So Mercury is going to cross the face of the sun. When this happens, first of all, every time Mercury is retrograde, we're getting a new transmission around how we think and perceive and communicate, and it's a time of sort of self-reflection around this. Even more potent when Mercury crosses the face of the sun and is literally the sun is transmitting this new way of the possibility of a new way of perceiving and of communicating and of thinking around our belief systems in a way that assists us in creating a new paradigm for ourselves and our lives that is regenerative, creative, sustainable, and abundant. So I want you to sort of be aware of that this month, but particularly on May 9th, there's a very special transmission. And again, if you want to see it, you can get your telescope out, or just go to Sky and Telescope online, and they will have probably something that is they've videoed for you to look at, or instructions on how you can look at it with a telescope yourself. So Mercury goes into retrograde every year about 3 times, and it is famous for glitches with communication and computers and electronics. And I had a very funny situation yesterday that wasn't so funny. I was going to a meeting, and on the email that was sent to me, they sent the directions. And if you clicked on the directions, it took you right to Google Maps, MapQuest, and, you know, turns it on your cell phone and it gives you directions. But when I clicked on it, it actually took me to a totally different place. Instead of Miami Boulevard South, it took me to Miami Boulevard North, which was 20 minutes away from where I needed to be. And I just had to laugh. Of course, my heart rate increased and I felt a lot of irritation and agitation because I really wanted to be at the meeting that I wanted, that I was scheduled to be at on time, not 20 minutes late. But I still thought it was funny and had a sense of humor about it because it's so typical for Mercury retrograde for there to be weird little computer glitches that don't normally happen, like your MapQuest taking you to a totally different place than it was instructed to do. So when Mercury's in retrograde, it's very helpful to, when you're communicating with other people, to just check. You know, did you hear what I said? Not in an obnoxious way, but just to check that the communication that you thought you made really got through to the other person. And it may not have exactly as you intended it to. So sometimes we have to check things through a couple of times. You know, if you're sent, you know, paying with a credit card or sending your email address out, just double check things. Because more often than usual, things can get glitched because the planet that energetically supports communication and cognition and perception is shifting inward, and so the energy that's normally available to us isn't in the same way that we are used to. It's different. And I think it is not a time, it's a time that it's perfectly fine to sign contracts and make agreements and make deals. It's just that you want to double check things and make sure that what you thought you would agree to is actually what you would agree to. So, but the time of Mercury retrograde is a really important time to go inward and really look at how do I communicate? How do I perceive things? How can I change this? How can I rewire my, you know, to kind of improve on this? And oftentimes we can see very clearly about how where we're not as clear as we intend to be. The other planets this month that are retrograde are Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter. Jupiter has been retrograde since the new year and is going to go direct May 9th. Jupiter is a planet that is all about expansion of possibility and, you know, expansion in faith, in optimism, and in opportunities. And so when it goes direct, some of the plans that you've been making, there's going to be a little bit more energy, especially for people who are in a Jupiter return. That might be too technical for this podcast. So I'm just saying that one of the planets that's been sort of moving in a different direction is moving forward. And you might experience that, particularly if you have a lot of Virgo in your blueprint. And Saturn went retrograde March 25th and will stay retrograde till August 13th. So what does all this really mean? It means that first of all, it's been 10 years since 5 planets have been retrograde at the same time. And what it means is that we are normally used to these planets imprinting on us in a certain way. And when they are retrograde, they're not actually moving backwards. But if you think about 2 cars moving on a highway, and one speeds up, it appears as if the other moves backwards from the perspective of the car that's speeding up. And that's really what's happening. But energetically, the energy's moving in a different direction, and it's moving inward. And it is a time that is really more about rewiring and reviewing and renewing and regenerating and sort of recalibrating our internal processes. And things don't always move in the external world as we're used to them moving, maybe as quickly as we're used to them moving sometimes. So it's just a really good time to review. To be inward and to take time if you feel tired to just settle, take a walk, use the energy of Taurus that I was speaking about to ground yourself, because this energy of these five planets in retrograde doesn't feel very grounding. It feels a little like unraveling, and it is. We are unraveling the parts of ourselves that need to shift so that we can be in greater alignment with all of the new energies that the Earth is shifting into. So the Earth, for several years now, has been receiving a lot of new frequencies to support a new paradigm that has to do with, again, regeneration and sustainability. And at the same time, we've been experiencing, since 2012, really since before that, but it's really intensified in 2012, a calling up of the shadow of all of the institutions and all of the ways that we ourselves and the institutions in our culture are not in alignment with what is sustainable and workable for the future. And all of the ways that we need to, that things need to unravel, we're seeing that now. We're seeing an incredible expression of the shadow. You know, many people are noticing that our governments and our schools and, you know, the political process, it's not working the way we would like it to, and that we ourselves have to create, you know, in our communities and in our homes and in our families, new ways of doing things and not rely on institutions that are currently, you know, unraveling, let us say. And we are unraveling too. And we're unraveling to reveal new, innovative, powerful ways of being, ways that we never thought, you know, new information and innovative, exciting connections with spirit and novel experiences are happening as well. You know, we often don't see in the news a lot of the really good news that's happening in the world. Although sometimes on Facebook and alternative news streams can show us all of the good, amazing ways that people are building communities and creating ways of doing things that are really supporting growth. And it's happening en masse at the same time that things are unraveling and the shadows being called up and scary things are happening. And people are, you know, coming to power all over the world that are representing things that we thought maybe we had left in the past. Racism and sexism and, you know, violence. Things that we had hoped we had left behind in a different generation and we're seeing exploding across the world. But it's almost like I just have been seeing a homeopathist who's been working on my constitution. In the first month I took the remedy, all of my symptoms got way worse. And this is, you know, also what's happening on our planet. This light is pouring in. There's this recalibration happening. And a lot of the old wounds and the old poisons are kind of coming up to be cleared. And we don't know how long this is really going to go on. But we do know that in our own lives, we must find a way to be in harmony with the changes that need to take place. And this is a really good month to keep reviewing and, being grateful for the little small pieces of changes that we see in ourselves, that we see in the world, and to pay attention. I saw something on Facebook that was really inspiring to me. Michelle Obama had visited schools in Washington that were teaching gardening, and they had really beautiful gardens, and the kids were planting seeds and harvesting kale and learning how to make healthy food. And a couple in the middle of Washington, D.C. had turned their entire backyard into a garden, and they were teaching their neighbors how to compost, how to grow their own food, how to turn their own backyards into a source of abundance. And she had put it out for people to see. Of course, it wasn't on the news in any, certainly wasn't on CNN or any mainstream news outlet. And yet, if you look for these things, they're there. And so what I'm inviting you to do is for the month of May to look for all of the ways that abundance and sustainability and beauty are happening. And to continue that inward process of renewing and repairing and healing and clearing, inside of you what needs to change, because these planets in retrograde are pulling it up. They're showing us. We're kind of tracking through old territory, some of our old stories, and reviewing them to see where we need to change and grow. So that as these planets move, in their direct motion, we are more in a position to make really good conscious choices as we move forward in our lives. And I also want to say that doesn't mean nothing's going to move forward during this time. Things that have already been set into motion are moving forward. And for some people, it is a time of acceleration. Because that's different for them. In any case, I hope this was clear for you. It's Mercury retrograde. And, I hope that I was communicating this clearly. So one more date that I'd like you to pay attention to this month is May 19th, 20, and 21st. And this is an interesting date because every year at this time, it's called the Days of No Shadows. And in places in Mexico, right around Chichen Itza, that part of the world, and also parts of Peru and South America that are sort of along that line, are experiencing what they call the Days of No Shadows, which means when the sun is at its zenith point at noon, it does not cast a shadow. And this was very important ceremonially to the Mayans, and they had, they actually tracked this. And every 26,000 years on the Days of No Shadows, May 19th, 20th, and 21st, the sun at noon is conjunct the Pleiades, which is so awesome because the sun is a transmitter of information and light and frequencies. And it can only happen every 26,000 years that the sun is conjunct, the Pleiades on the Days of No Shadows. And it's been happening, it happens for about 72, it's a 72-year span that it's going on, that it's conjunct the Pleiades. But the Mayans built Chichen Itza to track this. So it's really, really powerful. So what does it mean when the sun is transmitting the frequencies of the Pleiades? Well, the Pleiadian energies are very much in alignment with Aquarian energies. They are about higher truth and higher love and egalitarian ideals. So the sun is transmitting this energy of, what the possibility for what we can be. So stay open on those days and just meditate when feel the sun coming through the top of your head, washing through your body, and just stay open to what can come in and what can transmit through you. Whether it's a feeling in your heart of love and expansion, that's really what this is. It's about transmitting these codes of love and expansion and possibility that we can embody during this time. Okay, so that is the energetic, astrological energies that I care to share with you for May, and I hope you're well. And again, the days to pay attention to are May 5th, which is astrological Beltane, May 6th, which is the Taurus new moon. It is a very good day on the new moon to set intentions for anchoring in abundance and beauty and pleasure and celebration and the ability to receive in life. And then May 9th, Mercury crosses the face of the Sun. So go to Sky and Telescope and check out a little bit more about that if you like. And then May 19th, 20, and 21st, the days of no shadows with the Sun conjunct Pleiades at noon. And on May 22nd, Mercury goes direct. So, you know, it's also good to know when that happens as well. Okay, well, take care. And if you'd like to have more information about how this is personally affecting your own blueprint, give me a call. And I am continuing in Chapel Hill to do astro constellations. And on May 5th, Thursday evening at 7:30, we're going to have an astro constellations at my home. And on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, May 11th, we're going to have an acupuncture and sound healing event. And if you are not local and you would like me to come to your area to teach a workshop in accessing your own divine blueprint and learning about the archetypes and learning about how to do these astro constellations, let me know and we can work out a time for me to come visit. Take care. Bye.